I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One country in Asia is in full recovery mode following a recent cyclone. The natural disaster came just as the most important holiday in Islam was starting, Ramadan. We're sharing how Christians on the ground are responding in just a moment. And we'll start today in India, which learned from the bitter lessons of 1999 when a super cyclone struck Odisha state and killed 10,000 people. Today, the state is slowly coming back to life after a pummeling by Cyclone Phoni over the weekend. The United Nations praised the government's swift evacuation that saved tens of thousands of lives this time around. But the storm left a scar, says Asian Access's David Dayalan.
It is going to take a long time in terms of rehabilitation, in terms of settling people back in those villages and towns and getting their houses rectified. That is going to be a huge challenge. Especially in the context, it's now election season, the political parties have been pretty active in campaigning.
Hundreds of thousands of people lost their homes. Early estimates reveal the storm affected more than 3 million people. As emergency relief gets underway, A2's church networks will be involved. Dayalan urges us to join him in this aspect.
Prayer is going to be number one. Praying for the government especially would really take all that they can effort to get people back on their feet. And also the aid and social NGO, which is going to be working alongside the government agencies, will be able to really help the process.
Next, we'll continue a conversation from yesterday about Mental Health Awareness Month and the U.S. suicide rate. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries tells us it's just as much a problem inside the church as it is outside the church. Suicide is often, but not always, connected to an addiction.
1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That was a warning written to Christians. So if we're not going to be sober, if we're going to be on opiates, we're going to be drunks, and the enemy will take advantage at that time to destroy you.
Set Free staff and volunteers confront suicide and addiction-related issues on a daily basis. Vandermeer says it's a battle the church should be fighting, too.
If we're going to be the body of Christ, and really God's heart is to seek and save those who are lost, to search for the strays and to bring and to bind up the wounded, then as the body of Christ, we should be doing that. And that's going to include prayer, but it's also going to include action.
If you know someone's hurting, tell them you care. And then connect with Set Free for more ways to help.
Love covers over a multitude of sin. Reach out. The number one trick of Satan is isolation.
And the Muslim world is 3 days into Ramadan, when Muslims fast and seek to earn Allah's favor. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says Ramadan's a pivotal time for Christians to pray that God would show Muslims biblical truth. Frontiers recently heard a story from the mission field about Rachel, a Muslim woman who started studying the Quran to seek truth.
She ended up reading about Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah, online. One night she just cried out, God, show me the truth. And right after that, her room was filled with a brilliant light. She heard the words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And so when she had this vision of light and heard the words, she was convinced they were true.
Rachel ended up sharing Jesus with her parents and siblings, and now her whole family is following him.
It just seems like this is one of the things God is doing in the Muslim world, using dramatic signs, wonders, dreams, visions, and then getting Muslims connected with the word. So it's like a touch point that breaks through the misconceptions they have and opens them up to then hearing the word.
Frontiers has a 30-day Ramadan prayer guide to help you pray for Muslim salvation in Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy, by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.